2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dr. Tamara Sheffield at Intermountain Healthcare says herd immunity happens when a large percentage of people develop immunity to a disease, either through vaccination or getting infected.
The more individuals that are immune, the less that disease can pass through to others within the community because there's no person to pass it to them.
Right now,
those who have the severest disease tend to also have the greatest amount of immune protection. But we don't know how long that will last. Vaccines, on the other hand, tend to provide a fairly consistent level and sometimes a higher level even than having had a disease or being exposed to a disease. We will also, though, have to watch over time to see how long that protection lasts.
Dr. Shankar Swaminathan at the University of Utah says think of vaccination this way. If a person with coronavirus typically infects two people.
Let's say that half the people are immunized. So now if you have it and you run into two people, on average, you're going to infect one person instead of two. Now, let's say that two out of three people get vaccinated. So now, you're not able to spread it to one person on average. You're able to spread it to less than one person. So you would have to, come into contact with three people to infect one. The disease is going to start dying out.
Dr. Mark Oliver with St. Mark's Hospital says we don't know how many people will need to get a shot before we reach herd immunity. He encourages everyone to follow public health guidelines, but says the immunity coronavirus patients get is playing a role.
We are encouraged that a combination of vaccination plus ongoing infection in the community will get us to that magic percentage that we call herd immunity, where we can truly start slowing the spread.
And there are a lot of unknowns.
We really won't know for a year or more if the vaccine gives better protection than native infection, and also how long lasting the immune response will be from the vaccine is still a big question mark. Is this a vaccine you're going to get two shots and be protected with 95% certainty for the rest of your life? Or is this a vaccine that we're going to have to get another booster at 6 months or a year or 2 years, similar to what we do with, say, an influenza vaccine?
Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Smartin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.